And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
This is a gross exaggeration and a fabrication.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to do some shouting. We'll see if our ship comes in, experience some happiness, celebrate the birthday of Red Allen, and have a couple of songs about Erethazon dorsatum.
What?
Well, stay tuned and you'll find out. Last week, I mentioned the radio program Ship of Joy. The program started out as the Sperry Flower Happy Hour, sponsored by the Sperry Flower Company, which had been founded in 1852 in San Jose, California by R.G. Moody. The company was acquired by General Mills in 1929. Anyway, Ship of Joy was described as a mythical cruise from Good Cheer Dock to the Isle of Happiness and was every bit as saccharine as that sounds. A feature of the show was the Wishing Well ceremony, where the listeners were asked to send out a wish to somebody somewhere who may be in sickness or trouble by waving their right arm high in the air in a vast wave of goodwill. The show was hosted by Hugh Barrett Dobbs, better known as Captain Dobbsy. It later became the Shell Ship of Joy, obviously sponsored by Shell Gasoline, whose stations gave away automobile stickers with the word Happy Timer over the yellow and red Shell logo. NBC canceled the show in 1939, but it was on the air in Seattle, Washington, well into the 1940s. So to commemorate Ship of Joy, here are some rapidly rotating records about some other ships, beginning with the U.S. Naval Academy 10.
ice cream factory, so all the kids can come and get it free. And I'll throw all the spinach in the sea when my ship comes in. I'll buy up all the public schools in sight, and all day long I'll have them closed up tight. But they'll be used as picture shows at night when my ship comes in. I'll have suits made to measure. In fact, I'll buy a store. And you can imagine the pleasure wearing shoes that no one ever wore before. I'll phone to each department store and say, call up your Santa Claus and raise his pay, and tell him we'll have Christmas every day when my ship comes in.
That we start, and each one plays a part that fate chooses for us, it seems. Now I'm just a dreamer whose dreams go astray. Why, they call me the fool in the play. I'm waiting for ships that never come in, watching and waiting in vain. It seems that life's stormy sea holds nothing for me but broken dreams and shattered schemes. With each day of sorrow, I love to pretend one more tomorrow, and waiting will end. I'm waiting for ships that never come in. I wonder where they can be. Why, look, what's that in the distance? Sailing across the sea? My ships? Why, my ships are coming. They're sailing home to me. With wealth and love and happiness, my sorrowing days have passed. Gee, it's the end of my watching and waiting, and my ships have come at last. Why, there's something wrong. They're not stopping. They're sailing by. Those are not my ships. I'm waiting for ships that never come in. I wonder
where they can be.
Art Gillum, the whispering pianist who was waiting for ships that never come in on April 25, 1927. Art's nickname of the whispering pianist was bestowed upon him by Lambdin Kay in February of 1924. Kay was general manager of radio station WSB in Atlanta, Georgia, and Art was making an appearance on the station. I'm Waiting for Ships That Never Come In was composed by Abe Ullman with lyrics by Jack Yellen. Abe Ullman was born Abraham Olshevitz on December 20, 1887, and also brought us Pick a Four-Leaf Clover and Send It Over, and I Left Her on the Shores of the Minnetonka. There were apparently a lot of people waiting around for ships to come in, because before Art Gillum, it was Emil Coleman and his Riviera Orchestra with When My Ship Comes In. That's a very popular title because in addition to this Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson song, it's also the title of a 1934 Betty Boop cartoon, and country singer Clint Black wrote a song with the same title in 1993. But of course it all started with Eddie Cantor singing it in the 1934 musical comedy Kid Millions. This ship segment started off with the U.S. Naval Academy 10 in June of 1925 with My Dream Ship, written by H.C. Owen. That dance band was in fact made up of personnel from the United States Naval Academy, and in fact six of them went on to become rear admirals. This recording was made in the Globe Furniture Company of Annapolis, Maryland, and proceeds from the sale of these records went to the Naval Relief Fund. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week I played What a Smile Can Do, composed by Anthony F. Paganucci, who I mentioned also wrote, as a porcupine pines for its pork, That's How I Pine for You. Well, that's right, here it is, performed by the Happiness Boys. Oh, and by the way, the binomial name for the porcupine is Erethizon dorsatum.
Say, Bill, shall we sing that crazy porcupine song?
Yes, Ernest, I just feel crazy enough to sing it.
Then we'll both be crazy. All right, Dave. Porcupines are all full of quills. Kiss them and you're sure to get thrills.
Weeping willows like to weep just like I weep for you.
As a porcupine pines for its fork,
that's how I'll pine for you.
As a grasshopper hops on the grass,
I'll hop right after you.
As an eggplant plants its egg,
I'll plant myself near you.
Not a woodchuck, woodchuck would, as I woodchuck my love and you. Say, Bill, what's the difference between a rich man and a dog's tail?
A dog's tail keeps a wagon, and a rich man keeps an automobile.
Alligators come through the gate, but goodbye, leg, if you get away late.
Lollies always like to pop, I'll pop the question too.
As a porcupine pines for its paw, that's how I'll pine for you.
As a woodpecker pecks at the wood, I'll always peck at you.
As a Pekingese peeks at the knees, I'll always peek at you. All the oil cans can their oil, but I can tie the can to you. Say, Bill, we've got a new dog down at my house.
What's his name, Ernie?
Why, Ginger.
Does Ginger bite?
No, Ginger snaps. As the butterfly flies at the butter, I'll fly right after you. As the mouse trap traps the mouse, that's just how I'll trap you. As the lipstick sticks to the lip, I'll always stick to you. As the earring rings the ear, I'm going to put a ring on you.
Tell me, Ernest, how do you produce sawdust?
Produce sawdust? Why, let me see.
Come, come, use your head.
Oh, Will. If we find the guys who wrote this song, they'll not be here for long.
As the sharpshooter likes to shoot, we'll shoot those crazy goops.
Every nut factory has its nuts, and nuts from trees do fall.
But of all the nuts and crazy mutts,
they are the worst of all. Bill, what do cannibals do with the heads of their victims?
I guess they make noodle soup out of them, Ernie.
If we don't sing another chorus, we hope you'll still be for us. We bought dictionaries by the score, but we can't find no more.
Just buy yourself a ukulele, and while you're strumming gaily, sing your own words to this crazy song. They're all right if they're wrong.
Thank you.
Last week, you heard it by Ace Burgode and his 14 Virginians, but there you heard What a Smile Can Do by the Blues Chasers from a perfect 78 waxed around May 5th, 1925. The Blues Chasers was a pseudonym for Nathan Glance, and on Pathé Actuel, the group was credited as the Texas Ten. That was Red Nichols on cornet. What a Smile Can Do was preceded by The Porcupine Rag, written by Charles L. Johnson. You heard it several weeks ago by Harry Roy, but this was Prince's band in May of 1910. Charles Prince was the musical director for Columbia Records. And we started off that Erethazon Dorsetum set with the Happiness Boys, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, with As a Porcupine Pines for Its Pork, That's How I Pine for You. The pair made two recordings of that song in 1925, one for Edison that runs over 4 minutes, and this one for Victor on July 1st, 1925. Arthur F. Paganucci composed the tune, and the lyrics were written by Art Walsh.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
You hear at least a little bit of it every week on KISL in promos for the show, but here's Happiness Ahead by Dick Powell to start off a happiness set. And we can probably all use a little more happiness.
Sweetheart, there must be happiness ahead. I'm sure we'll spend a day of cheer for every little tear we've shed. Sweetheart, I see our happiness ahead. And there's a house beside a stream, exactly like our dream book said. Why don't we make light of our sorrows and smile till they are done? We've so many tomorrows to find our place in the sun. So dream on, 'cause love is bound to see us through. Let's paint the future rosy red. There's happiness ahead for two. Here we are, our lucky star is still a little stranger, hiding in the deep blue sky. Till the day we find it, put our cares behind it, why not keep our courage high?
happiness do you bestow? All the sunshine here in my heart, take it, keep it, just for a start. Let me get my happiness to you. I can do without it just a little while. I'll be happy when you smile. Don't ever doubt it, we'll win through. Take it from me, please do. I'll be happy making you glad. I can't be happy when you are sad. Let me give my happiness to
I've got a little heart, and I believe it's true that someday you will say I do.
Leo Reisman and his orchestra with a vocal by Charles Cayley on My Little Bunch of Happiness. That Columbia 78 was made January 9, 1927. Benny Davis wrote the words and Harry Axt the tune. Before that, it was Don Voorhees and his orchestra, credited on the label of that Cameo 78 as Larry Murphy and his orchestra with That's My Hap Hap Happiness. The band recorded it on March 9, 1927, but that effort was rejected. This issued side is from around April 20th, 1927. That's My Hap Hap Happiness was composed by Al Sherman with the lyrics by Charlie Tobias and Howard Johnson, and it was also recorded by the Happiness Boys. Makes sense. Don Voorhees was preceded by Jim Davidson and his ABC Dance Orchestra with Let Me Give My Happiness to You. ABC in this case stands for Australian Broadcasting Commission. James Hutchinson Davidson was born August 6, 1902, in Sydney, Australia, and thanks to nationwide appearances on radio, led the most popular band in Australia in the mid-30s. Davidson died in 1982. Let Me Give My Happiness to You is from the 1933 film musical The Good Companions and was written by Douglas Ferber and George Posford. We started this happiness set with crooner Dick Powell and Happiness Ahead from the 1934 film of the same name. Happiness Ahead was written by Mort Dixon and Ali Rubel. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every week, but available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. In looking for titles for that last segment on happiness, I happened across Al Boley's recording of Shout for Happiness. I didn't play it in that segment, and frankly, I'm not going to play it in this one, but I am going to play some other shouts, beginning with the Clevelanders.
Take off my hat, wind up the clock, throw out the cat, shout hallelujah, 'cause I'm home, back home. And every morning I'll be up with the sun, just like a kid that thinks of nothing but fun. Early to bed, early to rise, heaven on earth under my eyes. Shout hallelujah, 'cause I'm home, back home. Thank you.
Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders with Alex Hill's Quality Shout, recorded April 29th, 1929. Much as I like that recording, I love Vince Giordano and his Nighthawks' contemporary recording of Quality Shout on their CD of the same name, and you should seek it out. One of these days, I'm going to get to go to New York to see the Nighthawks in person at the Iguana Restaurant on 54th Street in New York, and if you're in the area, they play there every Monday and Tuesday night. Before that, it was Leroy's Dallas Band with Tampa Shout, recorded by a Columbia Field unit in Dallas on December 5, 1928. The Leroy and Leroy's Dallas Band was cornetist Leroy Williams, and Tampa Shout is fully one quarter of his entire recorded output. Exactly 1 year after this session, Columbia returned to Dallas and recorded Leroy Williams again, this time not with the band, but with just piano accompaniment. The vocalist on Tampa Shout is Percy Bagsby, drummer in the band. We started that set with one of the longer titles out there, Run Up the Stairs, Knock at the Door, Shout Hallelujah, 'Cause I'm Home. That was Harry Reaser and his orchestra as the Clevelanders, recording for Brunswick on February 11, 1929. Last week, January 7th, marked the birth in 1908 in Algiers, Louisiana, of Henry James Allen Jr., better known as Red Allen. As a teenager, Henry played in his father's Allen Brass Band in Algiers, as well as with George Lewis, the Excelsior Band, and Sam Morgan's Band. In 1926, he left New Orleans and over the next few years played with King Oliver, Clarence Williams, with whom he made his first recordings, Louis Russell, Fletcher Henderson, and Mills Blue Rhythm Band, in addition to making recordings under his own name. He made his first tour of Europe in 1959 with Kid Ory's band and was active right up until his death on April 17, 1967. Here's Red Allen.
Thank you.
like a two-time double, keeping kisses undercover. You wake up and soon discover you're gonna lose your gal, you're gonna run away. You're bound to get that way. How can you be so conceited? Take a heart and then mistreat it. You can't have your cake and eat it. You're gonna lose your gal, and when she's gone, she won't come back. No, they don't come back. When come back, once they're gone, you're gonna be surprised. You never realize. Someone else can treat her nicer. Someone else can choose and rise her. Come out from paradise, or you're gonna lose your gal. Thank you.
We started off our tribute to Henry Red Allen with Henry Allen and his orchestra, who were singing pretty songs, which is kind of odd because that was an instrumental. Singing Pretty Songs was written by Allen, J.C. Higginbotham, and Lewis Russell, and that recording is from July 15, 1930. Next, there was some singing of a pretty song. That was Red Allen himself singing the Joe Young lyrics to James Monaco's tune, You're Gonna Lose Your Gal. That was Henry Allen, Coleman Hawkins, and their orchestra on November 9, 1933. And we finished up with Henry Allen and his New York orchestra with Swing Out. That Red Allen J.C. Higginbotham collaboration was recorded July 17, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I do thank you for your very kind attention.